800-973-4769 or order online at hairmax.com.
Good evening. It's 7:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour, Planned Parenthood will appeal a federal judge's denial of a preliminary injunction against Utah's governor. Deseret News reporter Mackenzie Romero has details.
Attorneys for Planned Parenthood of Utah filed their intent Sunday to fight the judge's decision in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Without the injunction, Governor Gary Herbert is free to block the organization from receiving $273,000 in federal funding. Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit against the state in September. Mackenzie Romero, KSL News Radio.
In 2015, there were 18 officer-involved shootings in Utah, 11 of them fatal. One of those shootings happened when West Valley City Police Officer Jason Vincent spotted Jeff Nielsen in a parked SUV. Draper Police Chief Brian Roberts says the officer's body cam captured a calm encounter before the officer had to use deadly force as Nielsen went for a knife in his glove box.
It was 38 seconds from the time that the handcuff came off until the last round that was fired by Officer Vincent. He perceived a deadly threat to the officers and acted accordingly that way.
The Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office determined the shooting justified. Clearfield police say a threatening text sent a AAA call center into lockdown yesterday. On Christmas Day, Renee Mendoza left a domestic situation in Ogden so police would not arrest him. The woman involved in that situation went to work at the call center yesterday. That's when Mendoza sent threatening text messages saying he was at the building. Police searched but could not find him, and the lockdown was lifted. Utah Jazz losing a heartbreaker to the L.A. Clippers 109-104 last night. They also lost guard Alec Burks for 6 weeks. Burks left the game with a mild concussion and a sprained ankle. The Jazz next play tomorrow night against the league worst Philadelphia 76ers. Top spot at the box office over the Christmas weekend.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
The seventh installment in the Star Wars series, raking in another $153 million and a record-breaking $1 billion in 12 days. Coming in second, the comedy Daddy's Home, starring Will Ferrell, and taking third, Joy, starring Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper, and Robert De Niro. Coming up on KSL News Radio, more snow. Well, not till midweek. We'll check your forecast next. KSL News Time, 7:05.
Breezing through traffic is the only way to get to work.
We're seeing a ton of traffic just heading west on I-80.
It's triple team traffic, and it gets you there faster with KSL News Radio.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends. Things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Planning your weekend is one thing. Knowing is another.
Scattered rain showers, could be a few thunderstorms in the mix.
A 7-day forecast at 20 and 50. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. Good job on the roads this evening. No crashes to report. It will get cold and there's a possibility of black ice in some areas. Few clouds and cold overnight down to 10, wind chill values down to minus 1. Partly sunny tomorrow, up to 30. Maybe some showers as we head into Tuesday and Wednesday of the snow variety. 19 now, 7:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, weather, and Cougar Sports Station.
And this is Read Today. Each Sunday night, as your family is winding down your time together, KSL offers several stories that will delight, instruct, and yes, entertain your kids. So sit down with your preschoolers and elementary school children and listen together. We hope it encourages you to read today with KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hi, I'm Becky Bruce, executive producer of Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda. You're listening to Read Today. Reading to our kids can be so beneficial. I really love getting to tuck my son in at night and share something special with him that we read together. I'd like to read this short story called A Little Fish Named Blue by Anne Flukin. My name is Blue. I live in a bowl. Most days I swim around until my mother calls. She calls me for dinner. She calls me her son. Today, she even called me her only one. Then one day, out of nowhere, I was swimming around without any cares, swimming around like I usually do, round and round till I hear my name, Blue. Blue, my mother called. I got kind of scared. I knew dinner time was nowhere near. Blue, my mother called, as I slowly swam near. Then out of nowhere, two little fishes suddenly appeared. Two little fishes? Who could they be? After all, there was only me. Two little fishes swimming in my bowl. Two little fishes named Peter and Paul. Who are they? I said to my mother. That's when she turned and said they were my brothers. Brothers? How could this be? I like swimming when it's only me. They will just have to find a bowl of their own. I am the only little fish in this fish bowl. So I swam all around as fast as I could, trying to keep away from the ones I call them. I call the two them. I will not say their name. I am hoping someday they will just go away. Swimming around, minding my own. Then they came along. Why won't they leave me alone? I did not ask for Peter and Paul. I only want me in my little fish bowl. I swam all around trying to break free. Free from those two little ones who won't let me be. They swam all around me like I want to play. It's like they don't know I'm trying to get away. I swam all around trying to hide. Maybe they won't find me behind the flower that is mine. I swished and I waited until I thought it was safe. Then I peeked out from my hiding place, peeking out to see who I could see. Here comes Mother, mad as can be. She is mad at me, I can tell by the look in her eyes. I'm in trouble now because of those two little fishes. Blue, Mother said with a glare in her eyes. Blue, Mother said, why won't you play with these two little guys? But Mother, I said, why won't they just go away? That way I don't have to play. Mother did not like what I had to say. She ordered me to come out and play. So out I came, just like she said, to play with my brothers, who I still call them. I swam all around and we played chase until one caught me before I could reach base. It was kind of fun, I thought to myself. Maybe we can play again before it gets too late. We swam and we swam and had all kinds of fun. This is so much better than being the only one. No longer will I have to swim all alone. Now I have brothers to call my very own. Brothers I have and no longer alone. I would have played with them sooner if I had only have known. Known of how much fun it would be to have two little fishes following me. Mother swam over with a glee in her eye. Sorry, I said, for being a bad big brother. Mother nodded her head and gave a big smile. Blue, Mother said, all that matters is that you're a good brother now. The end.
Hi, I'm Andy Farnsworth from the KSL Traffic Center. You're listening to Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This poem is called Today I Had a Rotten Day by Ken Nesbitt. Today I had a rotten day as I was coming in from play. I accidentally stubbed my toes and tripped and fell and whacked my nose. I chipped a tooth, I cut my lip, I scraped my knee, I hurt my hip. I pulled my shoulder, tweaked my ear, and got a bruise upon my rear. I banged my elbow, barked my shin. A welt is forming on my chin. My pencil poked me in the thigh. I got an eyelash in my eye. I sprained my back. I wrenched my neck. I'm feeling like a total wreck. So that's the last time I refuse when teacher says to tie my shoes. The end.
Hi, this is Brian Martin. Reading to our kids is very important. It helps capture their imagination and encourages them to read on their own. Kids, you can log your reading minutes for prizes on KSL.com under Read Today. Here's our next adventure. Last Saturday morning was a terrible bore. The cartoons were all reruns, and I'd done all my chores. I went over to Billy's, but he wasn't home. And no one at Tony's would answer the phone. We'd usually be swimming or riding our bikes. On Saturday mornings, we do what we like. So I grabbed my soccer ball and went on outside. I thought I'd kick it against the wall a few times. I kicked it hard, once, just for fun. Then something behind me blocked out the sun. I turned around, and what did I see? Well, I wasn't quite sure, but it was smiling at me. It scared me more than a little, I'd say. So I threw the ball at it and ran away. I was quite surprised when he trapped it like that. He juggled it 10 times and then passed it right back. It was as tall as the house and as wide as the wall. But man, did he know how to handle a ball. Now he was still smiling, which was quite a relief, considering his height and his width and his breadth and his teeth. And just at that moment, he did something weird. He spoke and he said, "Hey, boy, kick it right here." Well, I did what anyone in my shoes would have done. I kicked it again and started to run. He said, "Please don't do that. I just want to play. I love to play soccer. Please, please, won't you stay?" Well, I did, and I'm glad that I decided to stay. We played soccer for most of the rest of the day. We practiced our headers, our passes and kicks, our throw-ins and dribbling, our juggling and chips. When it was getting quite dark, he spoke again. This time I listened with the ears of a friend. He said it was time for him to depart and thanked me from the bottom of his dragon heart. He said it's getting harder to find someone who will play and that he hoped that a league would draft him someday. He waved his short arms and then he flew. And again, I found myself with nothing to do.
Thank you, Brian. That was a great story. Hi, this is Charles Morin, your host tonight on Read Today, and we'd like to thank OK.com for supporting the Read Today program. Get ratings and reviews from the people you trust. Our idea is simple. Connect with people who share your values and see what movies they think are appropriate and worth your time. Think of it as your own personal MPAA system you share with friends, one that places you in full control. You can get all the information at readtoday.com. You're listening to the radio version of Read Today, short stories for the whole family. We'll be right back on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM.
Terror strikes the homeland.
Where were you?
This framework will make our country safer.
When the biggest stories of 2015,
a year of tension between police and the people they're sworn to protect,
were breaking.
Russia made a significant contribution.
The same place you'll be in 2016.
Chris Burbank says the timing of all of this is election year politics.
To destroy ISIS, that fight has got to be led by the Muslim nations.
A fight to keep the prison out of Salt Lake City has just begun.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Who do I play for? I play high school basketball for every baller who ever played a pickup game on a driveway, playground, or alley, because we all share the same dream. I play for buzzer beaters, big time boards, and burying rainmakers. I play high school basketball for the chance to put my hometown in Utah on the map by playing in a state championship.
Only 0.5% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home.
I play high school basketball because I love performing in front of a capacity crowd in my hometown gym.
This message presented by the Utah High School Activities Association and the Utah Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The people around you are getting wise. You have a problem, and everybody knows it. Your addiction is destroying your life. How many friends will you lose? What's next? Your job? Your family? Your life? You've got one shot at this. Make your first call count. Call the Addiction and Mental Health Hotline now at 800-871-3949. The Addiction and Mental Health Hotline can help you find the right treatment program, provide insurance verification, help with family interventions, and even travel arrangements. You or your loved one can be enrolled in the right treatment program today. Make the phone call. Get into treatment today and save your life. Call the Addiction and Mental Health Hotline now at 800-871-3949. Addiction specialists are ready to help you or a loved one now. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Most insurance accepted. Do something while you still can. Call the Addiction and Mental Health Hotline now. 800-871-3949. 800-871-3949.
You spend a third of your life in bed.
But without a good night's sleep, how can you beat your best during the two-thirds you spend awake?
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen.
And I'm Missy Tannen.
My wife and I founded Bull & Branch so that you can sleep on luxury linens without paying a fortune for the privilege.
So you can sleep longer and deeper and feel better while you're awake.
We only sell online at bullandbranch.com, so we cut out all of the department store markups. That means you get high-end luxury linens starting at just a couple $100.
Everyone who tries Bull & Branch sheets loves them, even three U.S. presidents.
We're so sure you'll love them too. You can try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bowlandbranch.com today to save 20% off your entire order. That's sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything. Plus, shipping's free.
And our products come beautifully packaged in our signature boxes, complete with bows and tissue paper.
That's 20% off right now at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code TALK, spelled BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code TALK.
You're listening to Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Short stories for children and their parents. Wish list for my teacher. I wish my teacher wouldn't give out homework that is due on Monday on Friday. I wish my teacher would let us share answers during a test. I wish my teacher would double recess and have math. I wish my teacher would let the students teach the class. I wish my teacher wouldn't give me 100 words of the day that are due the next day. I wish my teacher would call a fire drill and then forget to bring us back inside. I wish my teacher would let us go to school on Monday and give us the rest of the week off. I wish my teacher wouldn't punch holes in my discipline card. But I know my teacher likes me when I do something goofy and she laughs along with me, or when she dismisses class as soon as the bell rings.
There once was an oyster whose story I'll tell, who found that some sand had worked under his shell. Just one little grain, but it gave him great pain, for oysters have feelings that are very plain. Now, he did berate this working of fate that left him in such a deplorable state. Did he curse the government, call for an election, and say that the sea should have some protection? No, he said to himself as he sat on the shelf, since I cannot remove it, I think I'll improve it. Well, years pass by, as years always do, till he came to his destiny, oyster stew. But the small grain of sand that bothered him so was a beautiful pearl, all richly aglow. Now, this tale has a moral, for isn't it grand what an oyster can do with a small grain of sand? And what couldn't we do if we'd only begin with all of the things that get under our skin?
Hi, I'm Ricky Meese from the KSL Traffic Center, and this is The Snowdrop by Hans Christian Andersen, adapted. The snow lay deep, for it was winter time. The winter winds blew cold, but there was one house where all was snug and warm, and in the house lay a flower bed. In its bulb it lay, under the earth and the snow. One day the rain fell, and it trickled through the ice and snow down into the ground, and presently a sunbeam, pointed and slender, pierced down through the earth and tapped on the bulb. Come in. Come in, said the flower. I can't do that, said the sunbeam. I'm not strong enough to lift the latch. I shall be stronger when springtime comes. When will it be spring? Asked the flower of every little sunbeam that rapped on its door. But for a long time it was winter. The ground was still covered with snow, and every night there was ice in the water. The flower grew quite tired of waiting. How long is it? It said. I feel quite cramped.
I must stretch myself and rise up a little. I must lift the latch and look out and say good morning to the spring. So the flower pushed and pushed. The walls were softened by the rain and warmed by the little sunbeams. So the flower shot up from under the snow with a pale green bud on its stalk and some long narrow leaves on either side. It was biting cold. "You are a little early," said the wind and the weather, but every sunbeam sang, "Welcome." And the flower raised its head from the snow and unfolded itself, pure and white and decked with green stripes. It was weather to freeze it to pieces, such a delicate little flower. But it was stronger than anyone knew. It stood in its white dress in the white snow, bowing its head when the snowflakes fell and raising it again to smile at the sunbeams. And every day it grew sweeter. "Oh," shouted the children as they ran into the garden. "See the snowdrop? There it stands, so pretty, so beautiful. The first, the only one." The end.
I'm Amy Iverson with The Browser, and this is A Man and His Dog, author unknown. A man and his dog were walking along a road. The man was enjoying the scenery when it suddenly occurred to him that he was dead. He remembered dying and that his faithful dog had been dead for many years. He wondered where the road was leading them. After a while, they came to a high white stone wall along one side of the road. It looked like fine marble. As he reached the wall, he saw a magnificent gate in the arch, and the street that led to the gate made from pure gold. He and the dog walked toward the gate, and as he got closer, he saw a man at the desk to one side. When he was close enough, he called out, "Excuse me, where are we?" "This is heaven, sir," the man answered. "Wow! Would you happen to have some water? We have traveled far," the man said. "Of course, sir. Come right in, and I'll have some ice water brought right up." The man gestured, and the gate began to open. "Can my friend," gesturing toward his dog, "come in too?" the traveler asked. "I'm sorry, sir, but we don't accept pets." The man thought a moment, remembering all the years this dog remained loyal to him, and then turned back toward the road and continued the way he had been going. After another long walk, he came to a plain dirt road, which led through a farm gate that looked as if it had never been closed. There was no fence. As he approached the gate, he saw a man inside leaning against a tree and reading a book. "Excuse me," he called to the reader. "Do you have any water? We have traveled far." "Yes, sure, there's a faucet over there." The man pointed to a place that couldn't be seen from outside the gate. "Come on in and help yourself." "How about my friend here?" the traveler gestured to his dog. "There should be a bowl by the faucet. He is welcome to share." They went through the gate, and sure enough, there was an old-fashioned faucet with a bowl beside it. The traveler filled the bowl and took a long drink himself. Then he gave some to the dog. When they were full, he and the dog walked back toward the man who was standing by the tree waiting for them. "What do you call this place?" the traveler asked. "This is heaven," was the answer. "Well, that's confusing," the traveler said. The man down the road said that was heaven, too. "Oh, you mean the place with the gold street and pearly gates? Nope, that's hell." "Doesn't it make you mad for them to use your name like that?" "No, we're just happy that they screen out the folks who'd leave their best friends behind in exchange for material things." The end.
Hey, Charles Moran here again, and do you Instagram? Be sure and Instagram with us, follow us, and we'll follow you. We want to see you reading, buying books, walking to school, playing in the snow, anything. Follow Read Today at KSL Read Today, or you can get all the info at readtoday.com. This is the radio version of Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM.
The more you know, the better your health. With your life, your health. Joy Musselman of Intermountain Healthcare says, controlling how much we eat is only part of a healthy weight loss plan.
When you're trying to lose weight but also be healthy, choose foods that are nutrient dense. So a lot of fruits and vegetables and whole grains that fill you up are lower in calories but also have a lot of vitamins and minerals in them that are really healthy for you.
Your life, your health. Presented by Intermountain Healthcare and KSL.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm Sally, a volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs. Excuse me. Hi. What do you think this place needs?
I'd like to see more parking.
More playgrounds.
Free movies.
That's easy. Better restaurants.
And you, what do you think this place needs?
This place? Oh, more ice cream trucks.
Okay. How about you?
Wi-Fi everywhere?
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families come tax time.
Can I change my answer?
I was just kidding about the ice cream.
Oh, that's way better.
Now that you mention it.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Good evening, 7:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. The circumstances behind two deaths at the hands of Chicago police officers yesterday being questioned. 55-year-old Betty Jones and 19-year-old Quintanio LaGreer were shot after the mother of five answered the door for officers responding to a domestic violence call. Community activist Jamal Green questioning Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's handling of police shootings.
Now's your time to step up. A step down.
The 19-year-old LaGreer's father reportedly called 911 saying his son was holding a baseball bat. Betty Jones only answered the door when police came. Several tornadoes ripped through through Texas, causing at least 11 deaths. The Dallas area working on the cleanup effort. Areas to the north and west of there being hit with massive winter storms, creating treacherous conditions for motorists.
In central Texas, we are still dealing with rain. In addition to some potential for ongoing challenges because of tornadoes.
As Texas Governor Greg Abbott, the trip home after Christmas proving to be not so easy for some holiday travelers. That historic blizzard dumping heavy snow from eastern New Mexico through the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Ariel Cohen is tracking the storm.
They could tell that we had children in our home, and they could tell that we were already displaced because of our fire. You can smell it when you walk in the home. I hope this person or people go get some help.
A 14-year-old hunter has been found safe after spending the night in the marshes of Ogden Bay. The team was separated from his hunting party and his hunting partner, who called 911 early Saturday. The search continued throughout the night, and this morning Davis County Dispatch received a call from the missing boy. He was located at the Antelope Island Causeway. He was transported to the hospital. No word on his condition until late this afternoon. We come to find out that he is resting comfortably. That's good news. New data released by the U.S. Census shows Utah among the fastest growing states in the country this year. Most of Utah's growth came from newborn newborn babies, and while the birth rate has dropped in the years since the recession hit, Utah is still the highest in the country. The state's population was 2.96 million at the July deadline. Since then, the state has hit the milestone of 3 million. Coming up on KSL News Radio, still cold overnight. How about some showers? We'll tell you when the snow's on the way next. KSL News Time, 7:33.
Hi, I'm Amanda Dixon. We make it easy to find KSL almost anywhere. Stream us live at KSL.com and right on your phone with the KSL app and in your car, KSL News Radio.
All year long, sale after sale, and you waited and waited, but your time is now.
I'm so happy.
It's clearance time at your Utah Honda dealers. What a month. What a sale. Happy Honda Days is almost over. This is your last week of the year to get clearance pricing on thousands of new Hondas at your Utah Honda dealers. Your last chance to get clearance pricing and 0.9% financing. That's on America's best overall brand by KBB. Hondas are packed with standard features you're going to love, like Bluetooth, Pandora compatibility, rear view cameras, alloy wheels, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto compatibility, and more. Thousands of new 2015 and 2016 Accords, Civics, CRVs, Fits, Pilots, Odysseys, and more are clearance priced, but only through January 4th at your Utah Honda dealers. Hurry before the ball drops on clearance pricing and 0.9% financing during the final Happy Honda Days at your Utah Honda dealers. For all the clearance offers, go to UtahHondaDealers.com.
Does holiday shopping in stores increase your risk of identity theft? Yes. Shopping puts personal information out there, and big retailers have been breached. Does shopping online increase risk? Yes. Online shopping leaves a trail of personal information behind. Does giving fruitcake as a gift increase risk? No. It's not very original, and the fruitcake may never get eaten, but it won't increase risk. Holiday shopping and using Wi-Fi over an eggnog latte at the coffee shop will. That's why LifeLock does more than free credit monitoring services to protect you from identity theft. We have proprietary technology to detect a range of threats. And if you have an identity problem, we have a U.S.-based team of specialists who work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But with LifeLock, you can shop till you drop and feel better protected. Even if you do buy the fruitcake again. Right now, enjoy 10% off your membership as our gift to you. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE.
We have one goal for Triple Team Traffic, to keep you moving and on time. Three times more coverage on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. We have a crash, 3rd West 90th South. That's right at the I-15 entrances and exits, and that could keep you from getting on the freeway or off the freeway in that area for at least the next little while. A few clouds, cold, down to 10 tonight. Wind chills down to -1. Partly sunny tomorrow, up to 30. Maybe some showers by Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday. Down to 18 at 7:36. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Welcome back. We've got some more great stories on Read Today.
Leopard and cheetah. Once upon a long time ago, there were people who would go out into the woods specifically to find new and strange plants and animals. These people were referred to as ologists, such as zoologists who study animals. Now, when these people found something new, never discovered before, it was up to them to give it a name. Well, one day, one of these people discovered an animal that looked like a yellow cat with spots, but was 4 times the size that of a common dog. It was noticed that this animal was very fast and could jump over large obstacles in a single bound, and therefore was named the leopard, today called the leopard. Well, one day the leopard was chasing some prey he planned to make his dinner, when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he was passed by another cat doing 70 miles per hour. The leopard stopped in his tracks, looked around him, and said, "Cheater." And the ologist then named the cat the cheetah. The end.
Betsy Ross and the Flag by Harry Pringle Ford. On the 14th day of June, 1777, the Continental Congress passed the following resolution. Resolved that the flag of the 13 United States be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the union be 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation. We are told that previous to this, in 1776, a committee was appointed to look after the matter, and together with General Washington, they called it the House of Betsy Ross, 237 Arch Street, Philadelphia. Betsy Ross was a young widow of 24, heroically supporting herself by continuing the upholstery business of her late husband, young John Ross, a patriot who had died in the service of his country. Betsy was noted for her exquisite needlework and was engaged in the flag-making business. The committee asked her if she thought she could make a flag from a design, a rough drawing of which General Washington showed her. She replied, with diffidence, that she did not know whether she could or not, but would try. She noticed, however, that the star as drawn had 6 points and informed the committee that the correct star had but 5. They answered that as a great number of stars would be required, the more regular form with 6 points could be more easily made than one with 5. She responded in a practical way by deftly folding a scrap of paper. Then with a single clip of her scissors, she displayed a true, symmetrical, 5-pointed star. This decided the committee in her favor. A rough design was left for her use, but she was permitted to make a sample flag according to her own ideas of the arrangement of the stars and the proportions of the stripes and the general form of the whole. Sometime after its completion, it was presented to Congress, and the committee had the pleasure of informing Betsy Ross that her flag was accepted as the nation's standard. The end.
From KSL 5, Carol Makita. And now from the browser, Jay McFarland.
Birth of Paul Bunyan, retold by S.E. Slosher. Now I hear tell that Paul Bunyan was born in Bangor, Maine. It took 5 giant storks to deliver Paul to his parents. His first bed was a lumber wagon pulled by a team of horses. His father had to drive the wagon up to the top of Maine and back whenever he wanted to rock the baby to sleep. As a newborn, Paul Bunyan could holler so loud, he scared all the fish out of the rivers and streams. All the local frogs started wearing earmuffs so they wouldn't go deaf when Paul screamed for his breakfast. His parents had to milk 2 dozen cows morning and night to keep his bottle full, and his mother had to feed him 10 barrels of porridge every 2 hours to keep his stomach from rumbling and knocking the house. Within a week of his birth, Paul Bunyan could fit into his father's clothes. After 3 weeks, Paul rolled around so much during his nap that he destroyed 4 square miles of prime timberland. His parents were at their wits' end. They decided to build him a raft and floated it off the coast of Maine. When Paul turned over, it caused a 75-foot tidal wave in the Bay of Fundy. They had to send the British Navy over to Maine to wake him up. The sailors fired every cannon they had in the fleet for 7 hours straight before Paul Bunyan woke from his nap. When he stepped off the raft, Paul accidentally sank 4 warships, and he had to scramble around scooping sailors out of the water before they drowned. After this incident, Paul's parents decided the East was just too plumb small for him, and so the family moved to Minnesota. The end.
Little Larry and the Ladybug. There once was a ladybug whose name was Laurie Ann, and the hummingbird was her biggest fan. They were both very sweet, and they kept the aphids off the food we eat. Now, Laurie Ann's body was speckled with spots and red because she laughed a lot. One day, while removing aphids from a strawberry, she met a worm named Larry. Now, Larry was as green as any worm she had ever seen. She knew this was from the chlorophyll in the leaves he ate. So they sat and they talked a while, and then Larry asked her out for a date. Laurie Ann blushed a little, and Larry wiggled with excitement in anticipation for her answer. Finally, she managed to say, yes. And Larry said, thank you, Lord, I am blessed. They decided to meet under an old apple tree in an orchard by the creek, where all the gardens and the valley below they could see. Larry talked and talked about how one day soon he would make a cocoon and turn into a beautiful butterfly. Laurie Ann laughed and laughed and fell from the tree and into the creek with a splash. She went down, 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 and around to Blueberry Bend, where she was plucked from the water by her feathered friend, the hummingbird. "Thanks," she said at last through a sputtering gasp of air. "What happened?" asked the hummingbird as she came to rest on a branch. Laurie Ann replied, "I was laughing so hard, I fell from the apple tree at the old farmer's ranch. Poor Larry was still at the top when I dropped into the creek. Would you be so kind to carry me back and see if he is still where we sat?" The hummingbird said, "I can," and started her fan. They arrived not a moment too soon, for Larry was almost done building his cocoon. And as they landed on a branch, the hummingbird asked Larry, "What are you going to do with that?" While Larry continued working, Laurie Ann explained, "Larry was going to turn into a butterfly with beautiful wings." And Larry chimed in and said, "And I'm going to fly around the world and find a beautiful girl, which I can plan to make my family." When up popped a squirrel that had a nut and chattered, "You can't do that. Can't you see that the ladybug loves you? If you leave, she will be bitter. She doesn't even want you to change. But if you do, she will love you just the same." Larry stopped and thought hard for a moment. He then said, "This I know is true, and I love her too, but she can't fly, and I want to see the world." Ladybug Laurie Ann sighed and spread her wings, took flight, circled the tree, and landed right beside him. Larry smiled and yelled with delight, "You can fly!" "Yes," said Laurie Ann. "I never told you. I don't know why. I guess it's because you are a worm, and I didn't think it was of any concern." Larry giggled like a silly little worm and wiggled his way down into his cocoon, and soon to be a butterfly and discover the world with a pretty little ladybug whose name was Laurie Ann. The end.
Stay tuned. More great stories coming up on Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's days like this that make Triple Team traffic so important.
It's rare that we see this many freeways and roads impacted.
A nasty commute on Legacy.
A wreck southbound I-15 at State.
We put three sets of eyes on your commute to help you get there, to keep you safer. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The struggle is real.
Put on some music.
No way, I'm already over on my data.
It could be your friends. Your neighbors.
You got your phone, right?
No way, I've only got 29% battery left.
Or even you.
Ugh.
The struggle is real, but there is hope.
No worries, I got it. I have Next Radio.
Next Radio?
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's this free app for live radio on your phone. You just flip through what's playing now, music, news, sports, it's all there. And it uses up like 3 times less battery and 20 times less data.
Cool.
Nice.
If I hear a song I like, boom. Play history, it's all right there.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, Sprint, Boost, and Virgin already have it. T-Mobile and AT&T are going to have it soon.
Play Store?
Yep, Google Play Store.
Oh, sweet.
That's awesome.
Save the day. Be the hero. The struggle is real, but you can overcome. Download the Next Radio app free from the Google Play Store to unlock free FM radio on your smartphone.
Next Radio.
Radio you can see and hear.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Barry Sanders. As a pro football player, I know that our bodies aren't built for bone-crushing impact. Brain injuries can be dangerous, resulting in consequences that can last long after the game. One example is uncontrollable outbursts of crying or laughing, possible signs of a neurologic condition called pseudo-bulbar effect, or PBA. PBA can result from a variety of neurologic conditions or brain injuries. So visit TacklePBA.org and talk to your doctor. Let's tackle this treatable condition together.
Brought to you by TacklePBA.org, the Brain Injury Association of America, and the Gridiron Greats.
This is Read Today. I'm Nadine Wimmer. Here's our next story. The many sisters of Molly Brown. And can I just say, as one of five sisters in the Wimmer family, I have many times related to Molly Brown. So many sisters had Molly Brown upstairs and downstairs and all over town. Sisters in cupboards, sisters in books, sisters in corners and crannies and nooks, sisters in closets and under the stair, sisters in bathrooms combing their hair. So many sisters had Molly Brown upstairs and downstairs and all over town. I don't have a place to call my own. I wish they would all just leave me alone. My sisters are driving me crazy, I say. I wish they would all just go away. So many sisters had Molly Brown upstairs and downstairs and all over town. But one day when Molly woke up to say, "Be quiet, please move, get out of my way," there was no one around to hear her protest. Maybe they packed up and all moved out west. No more sisters had Molly Brown, none upstairs, none downstairs, nor all over town. "Hooray," Molly cried. "I'm here all alone. Finally, some space I can call my own." Molly Brown danced around and around. Except for her feet, there wasn't a sound. But when Molly Brown stopped to think a bit, she wasn't quite sure what to make of it. She remembered that silence is golden, they say, but she wasn't quite sure she liked things this way. "There's nobody here to dance with me. No one to share cookies or biscuits or tea. Nobody around to play hopscotch or dolls. Nobody to go to the park or the malls. If silence is golden, then why am I blue? I miss all my sisters. I miss them. I do. I want them all back, and I want them right now. I must find my sisters, but good golly, how?" Now Molly was crying and pacing the hall. "I wish I'd not wish them away at all." Then in the next moment, perhaps it was two, young Molly heard sounds. Boo-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo. The next thing she knew, there were two dozen more. Then all of her sisters burst through the door. "We're sorry, dear sister, for causing you pain. We promise we'll never leave you again." So many sisters had Molly Brown upstairs and downstairs and all over town. "My sisters are driving me crazy," I say. "But don't worry, I think I may like it that way." You're listening to Read Today on KSL News Radio, short stories for the whole family. Here's our next adventure.
"That's silly," Brooke said. "Jelly beans won't grow." Matthew filled a pot with dirt. "Why not? Lima beans grow, kidney beans grow, even green beans grow. Why not jelly beans?" He dug a small hole and dropped in three jelly beans. Brooke leaned closer. She wrinkled her nose. "Jelly beans won't grow." Matthew placed his pot on the front porch. He watered it every morning. He sprinkled it with sugar every afternoon. Brooke walked by every day. "Jelly beans won't grow," she called from the sidewalk. A week passed. 2 weeks passed. Matthew watered his jelly beans and sprinkled them with sugar. Nothing happened. "I told you," Brooke said. "Jelly beans won't grow." It had been 2 weeks and 2 days. Matthew stepped onto the porch. The morning sun was warm. He lifted his watering can. "Hey," Matthew yelled. He dropped to his knees and stared at his pot. Three tiny green shoots had popped through the dirt. "Jelly beans will grow," Matthew whispered. Brooke marched down the street. She glanced up at Matthew. She opened her mouth to call. "Wait," Matthew called. "Come look." Brooke closed her mouth. She climbed the porch steps and stood beside Matthew. She looked at the tiny green plants. Her mouth dropped open again. "My jelly beans are growing." Twice a day, Matthew watered the shoots. He sprinkled sugar on them. Brooke came to watch. "The plants might grow, but you'll never get jelly beans," she said. The shoots grew taller and thicker. They twisted around each other and reached for the sky.
Leaves covered the stems. The weeks went by, the plant kept growing, but there was no sign of jelly beans. "You'll never get jelly beans," Brooke said. Matthew watered his jelly bean tree twice every day. He sprinkled the roots with sugar. He waited. His tree grew. He waited some more. His tree grew bigger. Brooke stopped coming onto the porch. "You'll never get jelly beans," she called from the sidewalk. It had been 2 months and 2 weeks and 2 days. Matthew stepped onto the porch. The sun was cool. Matthew lifted his watering can. "Hey," he said. His tree was covered with small, colorful flowers. There were hundreds of them. Brooke marched down the street. "You'll never get jelly beans," she called. Matthew smiled. "I think you're wrong," he whispered. Matthew watered his jelly bean tree twice every day. He sprinkled the roots with sugar. The small, colorful flowers dropped off and left tiny, round beans. They were red, blue, yellow, green, and purple. They grew a little bigger each day. When the beans were exactly the right size, Matthew picked them. He ate a red one. He ate a blue one. He ate a yellow one. Brooke marched down the street. "You'll never get jelly beans," she called. Matthew laughed. "Brooke, come look." Brooke climbed onto the porch. Her eyes grew wide as she stared at the tree. Matthew grinned. He held out a handful of color. "Want a jelly bean?" The end.
Neither here nor there. There once was a little doggy woggy watching a froggy walking, and he said to the frog, "Why don't you jump, little froggy?" The frog said, "Why don't you take a fly and leap, little doggy?" The dog said, "I cannot fly, nor am I a bird, but I have heard you can jump as high as a mountain and land in that there fountain." "Listen here, little doggy," said the froggy. "If I jump, I will only land on that there stump. So if you quit talking, I will continue walking, because I do not care to be a lump on a stump for a doggy woggy bothering a froggy walking." And the dog said with a sigh, "Oh, I wish I could fly." The end.
Got your nose. I sneak up behind my mother, moving quietly on my toes. My hand begins to hover, and I quickly grab her nose. I poke my thumb between my knuckles, hold my fist beneath her chin. She tickles while I chuckle, and we both begin to grin. "I got your nose! I got your nose!" I yell and dance around. She claps her hands and then sits down, right down upon the ground. "Oh, dear," she cries, "how will I smell? How will I face my friends? Without a nose, I won't look well or know if dinner blends." She looks so genuinely sad, I start to feel some pity. If her nose will make her glad, her smile will make her pretty. I unfold my hand before her face and let her take her nose. She puts it in its proper place and off to work she goes. Mom and Dad, have you instituted a family reading night at your house? If not, we urge you to try it. Stories give us a reason to talk about things that maybe we wouldn't in our everyday hectic lives. They're a wonderful way to teach lessons, reinforce good choices, model positive morals, and open the door to talk about life's difficulties, such as dating and peer pressure. Establish a family reading night and keep it a priority during this age. Don't let the busyness of your schedules forego this important family time. As you move into more challenging reading material, your kids will benefit greatly from discussions that arise during story time. Keep communication lines open with your children by reading to them.
You've been listening to Read Today on KSL News Radio. Don't forget, read every day and log your minutes on KSL.com. Until next week, this is Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hi, I'm Greg Miner. As the founder of a small business, I know firsthand how difficult it can be to manage through cash flow problems. When I tried to borrow money, the banks wouldn't touch me, and I got a lot of fast talk from loan brokers. That's why we founded Merchant Capital Source 10 years ago, to help small business owners like you get the funding you need without getting the runaround. We'll fund your business from $5,000 to $200,000, and because we're a direct lender, there's no middleman to cause delays or cost you money. If you've been in business for 6 months and have sales of at least $15,000 per month, we can approve you within hours and put cash in your account within 3 days. The process is fast and easy, and the best part is that no tax returns, financial statements, or business plans are necessary. Experience the Merchant Capital Source difference and get cash for your business today.
Apply online at mcscash.com or call 800-838-2565. That's 800-838-2565. 800-838-2565.
Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California Finance Lenders Law License.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The following message is brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The inherent right to work is one of the elemental privileges of a free people. Endowed as our nation is with abundant physical resources, and inspired as it should be with the high purpose to make those resources and opportunities available for the enjoyment of all, we approach this problem of re-employment with the real hope of finding a better answer than we have now.
Your stuff can be more powerful than you think. Your stuff can be a resource for change. Donate to Goodwill, where your donations help fund job placement and training for people in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Fastest source for breaking news. Streaming live on your phone with iHeartRadio. Tune in and the app for KSL.
KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City.
KSL News Radio 102.7.